This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 280 for Thursday, February 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. There's a second about face in ICE canola futures on Thursday. As canola closed lower yesterday, it climbed higher for a good part of today, only to see those gains fade away, with canola closing lower again. The March canola contract loses $3.60 at $507.40 per ton, while the much more heavily traded May contract gives up $2.80 at $581.30 per ton. Some in the trade believe support for the increases came from buying by China, while others think it's spreaders shifting away from soybeans back to canola, or there's some short covering going on. But canola loses all support it's getting from other vegetable oils. The Chicago soy complex pulls back, as with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. But moderate upticks in global crude oil prices try to stymie further declines in the oil seeds. As well, the equity and commodity markets get something of a boost from yesterday's positive earnings report from tech giant Nvidia, the largest stock in the world. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie rising to 74.14 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.01. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 126,000 tons of old-crop sorghum to China. The Rosario Grain Exchange cuts its estimate of Argentina's soybean crop by 2.5 million tons, now at 49.5 million. Rosario also reduces its call on Argentina corn production by 2 million tons at 57 million. In comparison, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange places Argentina soybeans at 52.5 million tons and the corn at 56.5 million. Officials from Poland and Ukraine will meet March 28th to discuss Polish farmers protesting cheaper Ukrainian grain imports. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The May contract loses 12.5 cents at 11.52.5 per bushel. May soy oil gives up more than 6 tenths of a cent at 44.8 cents per pound. May soy meal is down $5.30 at $331.40 per short ton. Corn is lower as the May contract loses 6 cents at 418.5 per bushel. Oats are lower, with the May contract giving up 6 cents as well at 351. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago May nudges up a penny at 579. Kansas City May loses 3 cents at 571.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May gives up 6 cents at 656. A reminder that Friday is the last trading day for March grain options and first notice day is next Thursday. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, February 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.